is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the political climate has become more rancorous lately, with the Department of Government Efficiency going through some of the spending of the certain departments, and it has caused a lot of fighting between those who think that the Trump administration is dismantling the government and those who support him by saying that they are just cutting wasteful and useless programs. Well, of course, USDA has not been immune to this, and Secretary Brooke Rollins talked about ways she's trying to get the USDA to become more efficient, quit wasting money, and get back to its original purpose. And we'll talk about some of her concerns next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the areas that has caused some attention in the last couple of weeks is over the funding of food banks. Secretary Rollins highlighted ongoing efforts to strike a balance between supporting those food banks and ensuring farmers are profiting from their crops. She emphasized USDA is working to streamline programs that connect surplus ag products with those in need while maintaining fair market conditions for producers. This approach, she argued, upholds both economic sustainability for farmers and food security for vulnerable communities.
At USDA, we have broad authority to support our farmers. Last week, I approved the distribution of up to $260 million worth of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables for food banks throughout USDA's Section 32 funds. And I'm so excited to get homegrown U.S. commodities to families in need across this country while making sure that our farmers can get their surplus crops paid for.
Rollins is urging a fresh approach on nutrition, emphasizing the need for innovative solutions to address the nation's health challenges. She pointed to the alarming rise in childhood obesity and declining overall health of Americans as pressing concerns. According to Rollins, tackling these issues requires a shift in how the government promotes and supports these nutritional programs.
Since taking office, I've made it clear I'm committed to thinking differently about USDA nutrition programs. This has caused a little bit of heartache in Washington. When our country has obesity in children or near obesity of 4 out of 5, when our chronic diseases are at an all-time high, when the life expectancy is the lowest of any developed nation in the world, something has to change. And those like Governor Reynolds and others like her are working to bring more nutritious homegrown food to our school lunches and into our socioeconomically disadvantaged communities. And I'm so proud of that.
Rollins also said that she's committed to get a new farm bill done this year and not kicking the can down the road for a third time.
I am also committed to work with Congress to finally get a new farm bill across the finish line this year. We have a terrific team of members in the House and the Senate, many from Iowa. You have the right people in the right place, and we are going to get that farm bill done. Together, we can avoid punting a full 5-year farm bill for a third time and instead provide production agriculture the certainty that you need to plan for the future. You deserve that, and we'll do everything we can to ensure and to help and to support Congress as they deliver on that promise to all of you.
We have more comments available on this topic, including where she is trying to cut spending and realign spending in USDA, especially when it comes to grants and studies, on our website, iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.